you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
Reading from Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And then jumping over to Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. And as you know, if you've listened for any period of time, I love Testimony Tuesday. I get to introduce you to someone's faith journey, some of their life story, how Jesus has been at work in their heart and mind and soul. And today is no different. I have Chad Hoffman in the studio. Here we're at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Yesterday, if you were tuned in, you heard from Pastor Ray Pepple. Oh, it's so great to have that dear friend. He's a brother in the Lord. He's a pastor that serves at the First Baptist Church of Lincoln, Illinois, and he volunteers with this radio ministry for many years. So if you missed that program, we talked about prayer and the importance of prayer and how as a pastor or as a leader or somebody involved in other people's lives, how we're called to intercede and be involved praying for them. And so I thought he did a great job. Well, Chad, last Friday at our Pinnacle Large Group gathering, he was asked to share, it's not so much a devotional thought. What was it? It was kind of like why Pinnacle's important to you, but you took us through some of your testimony and the importance of Pinnacle, yet the importance of relationships and other brothers speaking into you. So what did they ask you to share? Because I was not only encouraged and blessed by your remarks, but I thought, I got to bring him in for Testimony Tuesday. Maybe he can say the same thing again. So welcome, Chad, to Testimony Tuesday and being available today.
Well, I'm so glad I could have impressed upon Mark my faith journey, and a lot of my faith journey came through my career journey. And I was so impressed with being part of Pinnacle Forum in my group and how it has helped me move my career and my faith even further forward. So it's been really 2 years since I've been in Pinnacle Forum, and it's been a great piece for me. And I'm glad that speaking on that topic Friday in front of Mark, and that he was so impressed to have me in today. So I thank him for that.
What I liked about your story, it included many times where you said, you know, we went back, we prayed about it, my partner and I, we prayed about it, my wife and I, her coming on board, we prayed that through. There was other times we had to really pray and think it through. Is this the way the Lord's leading? And I thought, I should have him on Monday as we talk about prayer, the timeless secret of high impact leaders. But God had me in Springfield yesterday, and so I worked that with Pastor Ray. But I do want you to share some of that journey, because I thought it will be helpful for others that are making decisions or, you know, where is God leading me? And sometimes it takes time to discern that or figure it out. So before we get into a little of your faith journey and testimony, I would be remiss if I didn't introduce our listeners to your beloved wife, Catherine. So tell me a thing or two about her. Was it love at first sight?
Yeah, I think it kind of was love at first sight, to be honest. We met in college. We met on the volleyball court, playing an intramural volleyball game. We were not started to date immediately, and then we did start to date while we were in college, and then we got married right after college was complete. So it was a real blessing to meet her, and she's always been my rock and my foundation and helped me center myself when I take too much on or when I'm not looking to God to help guide us. So she's been great in that respect.
Yeah, usually I would say, was she an opposite? What characteristics or qualities did God use in her to help balance you? And you're kind of answering some of that.
Yeah, Catherine's definitely much more organized and focused and definitely has specific intentions to what she does. I'm more eager to jump in and just take the lead and figure it out as we go. I would say that, you know, one thing while I was going through college and I was the business major and she was a science major, she insisted that she would be the one doing the checkbook And even after I've owned my own business and been in business, she still runs the checkbook. And,
yes, sir.
And that's worked out fine for us.
And you have two children, a daughter and a son. You're currently the executive director of the Habitat for Humanity. Is that like Champaign County or Champaign-Urbana?
Yeah, our mission, our affiliate focuses on Champaign County, but there's Habitat for Humanities in a lot of counties across the state. So we're glad to be part of a much larger organization that's doing great work in building low and affordable housing for those who really need a safe and affordable place to live.
Yeah, and we'll probably come back to that at the end of the program because we do have Habitat for Humanities in Decatur and Springfield and Bloomington and many of our listening area. And it's a great organization. It's a great ministry. They're really fulfilling God's purposes in a lot of different ways. So we'll come back to that on how you can maybe get involved, volunteering, assisting financially. There's a lot of different ways to serve. And I want to find out more about what you're doing because I think you're in the midst of two new homes. Usually during the spring, don't you have at least a couple projects going on?
Yes, we're in the midst of two new homes we're starting, and we just dedicated two homes that we wrapped up over the winter that we got basically two homeowners that are well-deserving people who have really dedicated their time and their commitment to Habitat and to making their lives better. So we really do believe that we're transforming lives. So it's been exciting to be part of Habitat.
Now, you and Catherine, you live in Mahomet, and you joined in a couple times for our Pinnacle group that meets in Mahomet, where I think I've met up with you a time or two. But I was impressed with your faith journey and some of the struggles you had in discerning where God was leading, when he was leading. Here you have all these abilities and gifts, and, you know, you're thriving in different situations, but there was something telling you that God had other things in store. So begin by just taking us through your faith journey and then how God has led you to this point on this Testimony Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm excited to share because my career journey is really my faith journey. So I do talk about it in that context. So really, I start with Human Kinetics. I was at Human Kinetics for 10 years. While I was at Human Kinetics, it had about 300 employees. I had moved up through the organization and became the international director of all their operations. So I oversaw three subsidiaries, oversaw language rights and distributors across the world. And I was traveling to China and England and Germany. And it was a very exciting job. It was very fast paced. And I really enjoyed the job. But it also put me on the road internationally overseas away from my family for multiple weeks on end, multiple weeks at a time, with two young children at home. And, you know, my wife and I sat down and talked about it and we prayed about it and made a decision that it was time to do something different. And I started looking and trying to figure out what next steps were. And God presented me with an opportunity to buy into a local business that would keep me home more often. That was really a regional business called Rogards. My business partner, who became my business partner, talked to me about it for 2 years, realized that I had a desire to lead, was successful at leading an organization already, and kind of talked me into office supplies and furniture because I other than using them and sitting in them, I had never been involved in that industry. So,
and most people throughout the Champaign-Urbana, when they hear Rogards, they would deliver stuff over here. That's where I got our chairs or our office supplies and furniture and a lot of different services you provided.
Right, exactly. So, and it was that confidence running the international division at Human Kinetics that drove me to say, I can do this for myself and move things forward. And I think still glorify God at the same time. So went into business with my business partner, Tanya Horn. My wife also came on board as a silent partner, but she didn't work in the organization. A lot of sleepless nights kind of getting that business kind of turned around. It had been unprofitable and we took over and were really working to grow the business. And we did that. And then it was about a year and a half in, 2 years in, still pretty stressed. My wife and I kind of sat down and said, I thought we did this to make things better for ourselves and it was going to be great. And, you know, owning a business was going to get me home more. And I was home more, maybe not working any less, but home more. And she got to the point, she said, well, let me come in, let me help and do some of the back office stuff that I'll really support. So we did bring her on about 2 years in, and that really took a heavy weight off of me because, one, I felt the love and the support that she gave me and realized it was God answering my prayer. Like, this is someone who's going to care as much as Tanya and I do. My business partner and my wife now are involved, and it just really helped us take off. So from that time forward, we saw exponential sales. We continued to lay the groundwork behind the scenes that helped us do that, and we ended up becoming Small Business of the Year with the Champaign County Chamber, became a regional award winner through our office supply cooperative, and just generally felt like we had really made it, you know, and I kind of thought, okay, now I've got, you know, what's next step? Where am I going next? I've really tackled this, shown that this can be successful. And I talked to my business partner and said, I think that it's probably time to think about selling, maybe 3 to 5 years. And let's see what next steps are. You know, what's my future as an entrepreneur and where I can go. And my business partner looked at me and said, I'm not interested in selling. This was a forever career for me. Right. You know, I want to maintain long term. So it kind of got to that point where we realized that I'm in it for the short term and she's in it for the long term, and realized that we probably needed to just make sure we were working together. And, yeah. and that's when she offered to buy me out, buy myself and my wife out of the business, which my wife was also ready to go back to her chosen career, mm-hmm. which was wildlife ecology, which obviously has nothing to do with running an office supply store or business. So I was happy to give her that pleasure too, and let her return to her chosen field. And it really worked out well, because then it gave me a chance to reflect, really sit down and pray. And when I sold Rogards, I didn't have next steps set up officially. I didn't have where I was going to go or what I was going to do. But I knew I had an interest and a passion in nonprofit. I had volunteered a lot. I had been involved. I had worked through my church. And so many things kind of came to mind and what I wanted to do. And I thought, you know, that I hear and see through being involved that nonprofits need good leadership. It's hugely important. And fortunately, around that time, I was offered the executive director position at the Muhammad Area Youth Club. In answer to my prayers, I was there and I loved being around the kids. I loved having an impact on them. But about a year and a half in, I felt like something was still missing and I couldn't quite figure it out. I honestly got angry with God. I said, I feel like I've listened to you. We've sat down as a family. We've prayed. We've really, you know, done what we think you're leading us to. And I know he was leading us through all of that. And I just didn't maybe realize it at that moment. And then I kind of realized that I needed something with a Christian base. That's what was missing. It wasn't that it was the nonprofit. It was that I needed a mission that really had a Christian base and something that could help me have my faith and lead that organization and use my faith in my occupation. So I was so excited when the previous executive director at Habitat for Humanity in Champaign asked to have my resume and review it and then recommend me to the board.
And that was kind of out of the clear blue. You're like, she's calling me up and she's asking for these things. And you had been successful with the Muhammad Area Youth Club. In fact, I think you took it from like a home into a nice building and they were prospering. You were doing well, but there was that tugging in your heart, the fulfillment, though you were successful, you wanted more.
Exactly. I mean, I was successful in that definitely the kids were prospering. We had went from just being in a house to moving into a much larger church that serviced well over 100 kids each summer. Mm-hmm. We were having a bigger impact in the community. But also, I knew that not all my skills were being utilized right. there. And also that piece, like I talked about, that there wasn't the Christian mission base either. So we prayed some more. And like you said, out of the blue, the executive director of Habitat asked for my resume. She did have an open position, but it wasn't really a fit for my overall skill set. So I didn't quite understand. And she didn't really share a lot at that point, because I don't think she had told her board. But she was retiring and going back to the city position that she had started with instead of being at Habitat. And that's when she took my resume that I had just kind of sent to her as requested. And then that led to an interview with the board and presenting to the board and them deciding to hire me. So it was a wonderful fit. I had known quite a bit about Habitat before I came on as executive director. I'd volunteered on job sites. I'd volunteered in the ReStore. I'd started as a student, actually, with Habitat in the student chapter when I was in college. So it was a blessing that this opportunity presented itself to me and that God had answered our prayers. Mm-hmm. So it was really remarkable that this opportunity was something that I was able to take. And I think about it now, and without the Muhammad Area Youth Club experience, I wouldn't have the grant writing experience right. that I would have needed to move into another nonprofit. I wouldn't have the beginning board experience of managing a board to move into a larger organization and manage that board. But then at Habitat, we do believe strongly in a hand up, not a hand out. Mm-hmm. So we very much do provide a home to low-income homeowners, but it's in the form of a mortgage. It's a zero-interest mortgage, so that's a huge hand up, but right. but it's still definitely there is a consistent payment. But Habitat sits as the bank, so right. we're holding the mortgage. We're building a house as a construction company. We have a retail outlet called the ReStore where you can donate products, and then we sell those in a thrift store setting, and that funds our housing mission. And then additionally, we also have a counseling agency where we're counseling people to become homeowners. So those homeowners that can't fit into the Habitat program, they're going on to get traditional financing or other programs that are available to hopefully get them into homeownership, because we really do believe strongly in that. Mm-hmm. So all of those things came together for me. It's all these things in my background that God had given me these opportunities that allowed me to be available to manage what equates to a lot of business, but in a nonprofit setting that I'm having this impact. And it's like, you know, I kind of kid some other Habitat directors that I talk to here and there. I'm like, I think the board got lucky in hiring me. And I kid because maybe that's my ego speaking, but honestly, I know I've been placed here to do this job. And that's really what's so enjoyable and fun. And my day is different every day. And I like that. Some people, it would blow their mind, but I could be helping finalize a mortgage and closing on a house, or I could be going and hammering nails if they're short a person and I need to go out and help our construction guy.
So. And what I've liked a lot about your story from last Thursday and even hearing portions of it again today is the desire to pray it up, to think it through, to glorify God through the process. And so was it your parents who helped you launch into the faith journey? Because there's people that are listening that don't understand what does it mean to have a relationship with God, or why glorify God? You did it all. You worked hard. You achieved it. It's you that you should be celebrating. What's this talk about a relationship with God? How did that begin?
Yeah, I think it started with my parents when I was at a young age. We definitely were servant-minded as a family and always gave back and participated in the community. And I definitely even took that into college. I took a year off of college and did AmeriCorps to give back kind of in the middle of that tenure, then decided between nonprofit and for-profit right when I got out of college and went down that for-profit path and then gave a lot back as I could throughout my career. But then my wife also has been my rock, honestly, in terms of, you know, the church relationship and making sure we're following there. I've felt strongly that partly my actions and giving back to the community and what I do is how I praise Jesus, and that's important to me. Right. But she definitely has that spiritual side and brings that spiritual side to our relationship.
Yeah. And I think for most of us, we're on that continuum. We're always growing. We're always developing. God's revealing himself through his word, through others. And he's never finished with us yet, and we're always leaning into him, certainly as our Savior, and then learning to relinquish control so that he's our Lord too. And it's just not a Sunday thing that we do. It's a good thing to do on Sunday, but it's really developing that Monday through Saturday. How does Jesus want me to move forward? How can I surrender more to him? All these different character traits that he wants to develop in us. And so appreciate you being a part of the Pinnacle group and just your heart and passion for serving. And many probably like me, I didn't know that Habitat for Humanity held on to the mortgages and did the different things to assist and have some accountability. You're not just building these houses and letting people just run wild or be ungrateful about it. I mean, there's some steps in maturity and training, and that you have the counseling aspect and the different things that Habitat's doing. Is there a website for people to find out more? Now, again, realizing we have 19 frequencies and we cover much of Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, but is there a main website? And then how would somebody, if they wanted to get in touch with you or volunteer in the greater Champaign Urbana area?
Sure. So the website for Champaign County is cuhabitat.org, but you can find out a local affiliate or local habitat in your area just by going to habitat.org. And that's the international website. And then you can put in a zip code and it'll actually tell you who's closest. To get into contact with us about volunteering or being involved, info@cuhabitat.org is the easiest way, or just contact me directly. I'm happy to hear from anyone. And that's director@cuhabitat.org, director@cuhabitat.org. There's also a phone number, obviously, you could call 217-359-0507.
That's 217-359-0507. In the studio with me today is Chad Hoffman. He's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity for, I guess, Champaign County or Champaign-Urbana area. But there's great work being done through Habitat for Humanity. They provide a needed service and a special service. And some of you retired guys or men and women that have some handyman skills, they can always utilize you. It's fun. It's team building. You can, you know, work an afternoon or an ongoing project, work with them. I'm sure there's lots of opportunity, and certainly your financial support is needed and helpful and can help people achieve their own home. What a great opportunity that is. Now, we opened up with Jeremiah 33:3. It says, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." Why was that a special verse in our closing minute or two for you?
I think this has been more meaningful to me over the last 2 years. I've been at Habitat for 3 years, but it really made me reflect on everything that happened in my career and realize that, wow, without that happening, I wouldn't have understood the banking side. Without that happening, I wouldn't have understood the construction side of Habitat. And like I said, the Macy experience where I was frustrated a little bit because I felt like I was really getting deeper in my Christianity and following God. Without that, the grant experience and really working with the board and then the full nonprofit experience, I wouldn't have had. So that's to me, it's like he was speaking to me and I didn't realize it even. Like he was just working through me through prayer and through reflection. And that verse just definitely speaks to me.
Now you said Macy, but that's the Muhammad area.
Muhammad Area Youth Club. Yeah. When I say Macy, that's an abbreviation. Sorry. Acronym. Yes. Yeah. M-A-Y-C though. Not like the department store. Yeah. M-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Muhammad Area. Because Macy's is just down the way from us here. Yeah. So, well, appreciate you, Chad, and the work that you're doing and being a Pinnacle member and a follower of Jesus and a faithful father and a husband and just your desire to glorify God in your work and your energy and your efforts and your talents in giving back to the community, giving back to your church. And we hope that today's program is maybe a catalyst or an encouragement to you to step out and pray up. Chad and Catherine had a constant ongoing time where they prayed through things, prayed as a couple and sought the Lord for guidance, for leading. And he desires all of us to draw near to him and he'll draw near to us. So thank you, Chad, for being a part of the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and keep us posted on what's going on. When's the next house going up? Maybe our listeners can get involved and get involved in their Habitat for Humanity, because I'm sure there's projects throughout our state.
Absolutely. Projects all going on all the time, and we're putting walls up, and we're excited. Wall raising is always one of the funnest days,
sure.
So it's been beneficial to get those walls up.
All right. Well, keep Habitat for Humanity in your prayers, and keep listening. Oh, by the way, our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is accessible at the website. The hour and 57 minutes is available for you to listen to anytime. Just stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe right on our homepage, and you can access that program, like I said, day or night, anytime, and listen to it or listen to it in portions and get that popcorn. We still have packets here at the Champagne Studio, so we're happy to give you that, and then you can listen. All right. Well, thank you, Chad. Thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Chad Hoffman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.